Proclamation number 6773 of 28th of February, 1957. Force effect. Divine law. Creation. You were created for a life of bliss, for a state where you could work and create with me and in my will. And therefore you are also endowed with all gifts. You are created in my image. You could dispose of light and strength without limitation. No restriction was imposed on you. And thus your state was blissful as long as you remained as I had created you. The fact that you became blissfully unhappy was not a withdrawal of these gifts on my part, but rather a refusal to accept that which established your bliss. You yourselves rejected my strength of love which enabled you to work and create. You yourselves withdrew from communion with me because you believed that you could also exist without me in the same strength and the same light. You no longer wanted to be dependent on me. The unlimited strength at your disposal had made you arrogant, and the thought of this separation from me had already darkened your spirit. And therefore you no longer recognized the immense sin you were guilty of by voluntarily turning away from me. And thus you yourselves were also responsible for your wretched state, which was the result of your arrogance and your will turned away from me. For now you lost all abilities which were characteristics of your divinity because they were also based on the strength of love which you rejected. You became powerless and lightless. All life-affirming ability was taken from you. You could no longer be active, and the state of death was your fate, you who were only created for life. The strength once emanating from me lost its effectiveness. And this state has to be changed again, because it has been the law since eternity that my strength is constantly active and generates life again. The standstill which had occurred due to that apostasy from me did not last long. I gave form to that power. I let the creation come into being in which the strength once emanated by me was captured and now nevertheless works again, even if to a lesser degree. I assign to those creations their purpose and thus also the activity which every work of creation had to carry out. The spiritual entities which were once externalized by me as independent beings had certainly become incapable of activity because they had rejected my strength. But since they themselves were strength emanated by me, I reshaped this very strength. The once independent being was dissolved into countless particles, and these sparks of strength thus had to be active again in works of creation of all kinds according to my will. Thus those beings lost the consciousness of their self single quote and also all knowledge for the purpose that the strength did not remain ineffective for the time being, that its effectiveness then constantly increased and finally the being which had attained self-consciousness single quote was able to seek unification with the original source of strength again. So that the being voluntarily takes the path to me again, that it seeks the bond with me which it once gave up in free will. The strength emanating from me could never have remained inactive for as long as the fall into the abyss inevitably meant. Therefore I assigned another activity to the strength, at the same time creating a possibility for the fallen beings to ascend. Even if in the law of compulsion, because a voluntary ascent was impossible in that absence of light and strength, yet according to my law of eternal order no strength could remain ineffective. Thus I certainly grasped the strength and assigned it the purpose, but I did not force the being to turn back. For the being must accomplish this return in free will. it must once again receive a small realization and, by virtue of this ability of realization, make the decision itself, which, however, can also be wrong again. But it will not be able to be happy for as long as it rejects me, as long as it does not make use of my strength of love, which I truly do not deprive the being of, but which loses its effectiveness as soon as it encounters resistance. And I only try to break this resistance with love again by repeatedly letting my ray of love fall on the being during the time of free decision of will, on which its love can now also ignite. But then the being's return is also assured, because love urges love and can now also become effective again in all its strength. Amen.